You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. We covered the starting rotation a week ago on the podcast. This week we move on to the bullpen. So from what could be a weakness to one of the real strengths of this Orioles club, both a year ago and they certainly hope again this year. When you talk about this Orioles bullpen, Brittany, you got to start with the closer, and he was the best in the business in 2016. There's all the talk about all those big guys out there that got the big money in the offseason, but if you look at the numbers, Zach Britton was the best closer in baseball in 2016. 2-1, the ERA, about a half a run per nine. He struck out 74 in 67 innings. Is there any chance he can replicate that season in 2017, or do you almost have to assume there's at least going to be a little bit of regression?
I don't know if you can replicate that. I think, Tim, that might be one of the best seasons that we ever see from a reliever during our lifetime. I mean, certainly remarkable what he was able to do, and I do think he's a guy who is going to be able to compete at a high level for them. Certainly they hope that he doesn't have a down year, but I don't know if it's possible to demand of anybody to have another year like Zach Britton had. I think if he blows one or two saves, no one's going to get too upset as long as, more often than not, he's their guy. And when you look at the stuff he has, being such a dominant sinker ball pitcher, I don't see a huge drop-off coming. There wasn't a whole lot of luck involved with Zach Britton, so I think he's going to have another good year. Maybe not quite as historic as this past year, but still something they can very much count on at the end of the game.
Yeah, I guess maybe the only luck is the fact that at some point you would think you'd have bad luck and blow a save at some point over the course of a season, and he was able to avoid that bad luck, and he was just unbelievable. And the great thing about this bullpen for the Orioles is the depth that they have behind Britton as well. And last year, as far as that setup role, it kind of changed hands a little bit. Going into the year, it looked like Darren O'Day would be the obvious guy to pitch the eighth throughout the season. But because of injuries, Brad Brock was thrown into that role and really thrived in it. You look at the numbers for Brock, the ERA right at 2. He had the strikeouts. He ended up winning 10 games. So when you look at the setup role heading into 2017, is Brad Brock the guy that gets most of the duty in the eighth inning?
An interesting question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because Darren O'Day, they're assuming, is going to be healthy and a full go in spring training. He was supposed to be kind of that setup man. But as you mentioned, Brad Brock had such a good year. They're kind of in a situation where maybe they can play matchups. Maybe they can afford to really rotate those two guys, you know, depending on, say, Brock pitched two nights in a row, get him that third game off. Right now, it appears that they have a lot of late inning arms, and that's a luxury. They can really shorten up the game. Even if you decide, hey, let's put Brad Brock in the seventh inning, that seventh, eighth, and ninth inning for the Orioles is just ridiculous. So I think right now there's not a setup guy per se. There's not a one guy that you would say, okay, he's always going to get the ball in the eighth. I think Brad Brock has certainly deserved the late inning chances that he got. He certainly made the most of them this past year. And like I said, I think what the Orioles plan to do with this bullpen, Tim, and that's why they didn't want to trade anyone away out of it, is shorten the game up, get five-inning starts, and then put in a bullpen for four innings a night that's completely shut down. And that's how they were able to be so successful last year, really over the last couple of years. And that's what they're planning to do again. So I don't think there's going to be too many defined roles outside of Zach Britton.
Certainly a formula that has worked for a lot of teams in recent years. The Royals kind of started it off. The Indians had such a great run in the postseason last year using that kind of thing as well, with three great guys down the stretch pitching seventh, eighth, and ninth. How about O'Day? Obviously, he just threw 31 innings last year, multiple injuries throughout the season. You expect him to be healthy. But even when he wasn't able to pitch all the time, how important is Darren O'Day, just having him out there in the bullpen? How big a leader is he in that bullpen?
I mean, he's such a veteran guy to have around. He's a really good, steady presence. You never really see him get too frustrated, too high or too low. I think he's a very intelligent guy, a really good guy for some of those rookies to have down in the bullpen. So I think you nailed it. I mean, even when he's not pitching, when he's hurt, he adds such a presence that it's very important for the Orioles, I think, especially because they have some young guys and they've had a bunch of young guys really kind of rely on that kind of thing. Michael Gibbons, Dylan Bundy, these are younger guys they had in the bullpen who I think Darren O'Day helped a lot. he kind of becomes another extension, really, of the bullpen and pitching coach. And hopefully he is healthy, because obviously when a veteran like that plays a big role in team success, it only helps matters. But I think for the Orioles, when they look at the contributions that Darren O'Day gives, it doesn't just boil down to numbers and figures.
And you mentioned he's such a veteran, and he says all the right things when he's interviewed, but you're in that clubhouse every day. How frustrating was 2016 for him on a personal level?
Oh, God. It was very frustrating. And he kind of equated it to a few years ago when he had hip surgery, and he tried to rush and come back and ultimately wasn't able to get the job done. Then he ended up on waivers, and the Orioles picked him up. And he's really surged since coming to Baltimore 2 years ago. And he's hoping that that's all behind him when he is healthy. If you look at those numbers, they're very good. So I think for Darren O'Day, watching from the sidelines is something that he didn't like. He had to learn to be a little bit more patient than I think he would have liked, because he came back, and from that hamstring issue that took a while, then he hurt his arm. So for Darren O'Day, I think he's very glad that 2016 is over. He said when we saw him last month that he didn't think there'd be any kind of carryover. It should be a normal, healthy offseason, but definitely a really frustrating year for him.
All right, so that's the big three, but there's more talented arms down there in that bullpen than just that. You mentioned Michael Givens. He's one of the younger guys. Is he kind of the next in line as far as the bullpen goes, as a guy that Buck Showalter can go to with complete confidence?
Yeah. There's a couple of them. For sure, they do have some youth down there, but I think he's a guy who's intriguing. He's a guy the organization likes, and he's a guy who they think can help them win. So, certainly a guy to keep an eye on as we move forward into next season. We mentioned those big names, the Brocks, the O'Days, the Britons, but really what helps teams win are those guys who help them get through the fifth and sixth inning when the starter can't. So I think he's another key part of this unit.
They don't necessarily have that lefty, that shutdown lefty you can bring in to get a big at-bat. But when you look at lefties in general, obviously the closer, Zach Britton's a lefty. And then Donnie Hart is a lefty. Is he a situational guy in 2017 that they can use to get a key lefty?
Yeah, he's definitely a guy who's high on their radar. And it's funny because a year ago he was at their minicamp and kind of rose up through the ranks and has done a really good job. And he's definitely the guy who jumps to mind when you talk about filling that hole of a lefty that, of course, is not Britton because you can't use him earlier in the game. So Donnie Hart is one. T.J. McFarland is more of their lefty long man as an option as well. But they had Brian Mattis for several years, and he wasn't able to really get the job done. So they'd rather have a right-handed pitcher capable of getting out than a lefty specialist who's struggling. So Hart's the guy who would really fill that role, but it's not a necessity for them. They've gotten by without one for large periods of time and been okay.
Mike Wright fits in the role, I guess, as a swing guy. He could be a guy that ends up in a rotation, depending on what happens with that rotation. And then a new face, Logan Verrett, I know, is a lot's going to be depend on him, I guess, as well, Brittany. How high are the Orioles on Logan Verrett, a guy who was with the Mets for some years?
Really high. Mike Wright is an interesting case. He was at their mini camp that I was at a few weeks ago, and he's a guy who I think they really want to figure it out as a starter, ideally. But if not, he could probably throw upper 90s out of the bullpen and be a real commanding presence. Logan Verrett is a guy that they had in the Rule 5 draft that they weren't able to keep. Ultimately, they had him, Jason Garcia. They were able to keep Garcia in their system, lost Verrett. This past winter, he was available. They made the trade with the Mets. And I think what he's going to end up doing is being kind of like the Vance Worley from a year ago. He's going to be the long guy, the spot starter if need be. They really like him. They've always liked him. And he's probably going to fill that innings eater role that every staff needs, one of those guys. And he looks to be the front runner going into spring training to be that guy.
When you look across baseball and certainly American League, it's tough to find a deeper bullpen, I think, than what we just talked about with this Orioles team. Certainly within the division, I don't think anybody can really compete. The Yankees obviously have the great 1-2 with Betances and Chapman at the top, but after that, I think there's certainly more of a drop-off than this Orioles team. If they're going to contend in 2017, is this kind of the key, that this bullpen has to be as good as it looks on paper?
Absolutely. There's no other way. Either that or everybody collectively in the starting rotation has to take a big jump forward. But even then, if you don't get it done in the seventh, eighth, and ninth, those are the worst kind of losses. I mean, those are bad clubhouses to be in. Those are the kind of ones that really hurt. That really can carry over for a few days. So the bullpen, to me, is probably the biggest key. The bullpen and the offense carry them all of last year. They're going to be relied on to do probably a similar thing in 2017 if the Orioles are going to be able to go out there and compete.
All right, great stuff, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.